Hey, hey, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to another episode of the Way That I Love You podcast. I'm your host, Will Music.
And I'm your host, Sharana. And welcome to episode six.
Six.
Love me naked, baby.
Love me naked.
Love me naked.
I already know this is going to be one of my favorite episodes.
Yes. First of all, we want to say we give an honor to God.
Yes.
First and foremost. First in our life.
Yep.
And we couldn't do anything without him. We couldn't even love right without him.
No, we couldn't.
So we just like, we just thank him for everything that he's doing in our life.
Amen.
In our marriage. And I just want to talk about, you know, this thing right here, love me naked, is it can lead your mind.
Oh, yeah.
To different things.
So, I know a lot of people out there wondering what Love Me Naked is all about. And you know me.
What you thinking?
I'm thinking, are we talking about loving you butt naked? Or loving you with clothes on, but naked in like, emotions, I guess, vulnerabilities.
You know, we're talking about it, vulnerabilities and emotions.
I just had to say what every other man or female was out there thinking about. It's like, ooh, love me naked. I said, there's no other way, too.
Well, we sat here and we talked to our daughter and her friend. And our daughter is a young adult.
Yes.
And her friend is a young adult.
Mm-hmm.
And two beautiful young women.
Yes. And beautiful single women.
Single women. And we've been getting a lot of people, you know, chiming in and saying, hey, I'm not married. People come to me like, I'm not married, but I do love the podcast. I love what you're doing. And I have some questions on, you know, what to do, what not to do. And because I'm not married, it's not that they can't listen to the podcast.
Right.
So that's why we asked the young adults, like the young people.
We went to the streets.
Went to the streets. And try to figure this thing out. So because when you're married, you kind of look at things one way.
Mm-hmm.
And we all see things differently. You
yeah.
know. You know. So. We came up with the idea of the name of the podcast, Love Me Naked, for LMA's Naked song, and which is a beautiful song. If you haven't heard it, you can go to any platform of streaming and listen to her song. It's really beautiful. And the concept is, can you love me naked with my flaws and my insecurities and what I bring to the table on any given day? You know, I'm not always happy. I'm not always, you know,
right.
upbeat. And I don't always have this persona of a well-put-together person.
Mm-hmm.
So can you love me with that nakedness behind closed doors?
Right.
You know, so when we talked to the girls, they were saying that on social media,
Their generation.
Everything is on social media. And there's a persona on social media that everything looks good.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
You and got then, filters and all that good stuff.
Right. And when they get to meet a young man and or, you know, a significant other and they get into the relationship outside of the social media, then it's hard to deal with the person in front of you because
right.
you see this well put together person on the internet.
Right. You're attracted to the surface of the internet.
Right.
What's being portrayed across social media versus now you're in front of this person.
Mm-hmm. So that's what the young people are, you know, that's what their boundaries. I mean, that not boundaries. That's what they're dealing with. That's what they're dealing with out there.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Like we didn't have social media when we were growing up and stuff. So we had to interact with one another face to face, and
you got to know a person's flaws real quick. I mean, not as quick, but quick enough to be like, okay,
yeah.
I don't like the way he chews gum.
Right.
Okay.
And you were able to, and like you said, you were able to do it quicker, so you were able to identify, okay, what am I willing to deal with or not deal with, and y'all can legitimately have a conversation about that.
Because there wasn't a lot of filters. It's a lot of filters in today's society. Mm-hmm. So when we kind of listen to, the song "Love Me Naked" and
naked. I'm from Philly. The name of this episode is "Love Me Naked." I'm from Philly,
so we say naked.
Naked.
Naked. You love me naked, okay? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So, "Love Me Naked." She talks about, I'm not always, in the song it says, I'm not always a morning person. I'm not always, catch me on a different day, I might have a different mood, you know. Right. And as a woman, you know, we're up and down. We're up and down. And there's a lot. I could say for a lot, baby, you put up with a lot with me, with my emotions. I mean, you know.
Yes.
Every 5 minutes, I'm like.
Jesus loves me.
And I think you do a good job of loving me naked. I think you do a good job.
I think I do too. But yeah, continue.
You know, because we're not, we always say in every podcast, we're not the same on any given day. Mm-hmm. This is something we constantly say. And with my flaws, you know, sometimes I may seem to have it all together. And then sometimes I'm breaking out and I'm crying because I don't have it together.
Right.
And can you deal with that? Can you deal with the person that you may look at as this superwoman?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, superwoman cries. Superwoman, yeah. You know.
Superwoman, my beauty, like all that good stuff that you are to me. And because I love you the way I love you, I'm going through, I'm not even going to say that I'm dealing with it. I'm there with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm that much into you. I love you that deeply that I'm willing to do what it takes.
That's so nice. I'm glad to hear that because.
That's sexy. That's not nice. let's be 100. That's sexy.
Well, so with "Loving Me Naked," it encaps a lot of things. I spoke to a young lady, a beautiful young lady by the name of Shay, who works at, shout out to Shay, who works at the Element in Virginia. She was talking to me about when I had came and met you up there. She was talking to me about relationships, and she was like, sometimes he's moody and sometimes he's this and that. And I'm like, girl, I know, because I got me one that's moody. You know, he can be a little funk butt.
Yeah,
a little moody.
I'm moody.
And so I'm like, she was like, well, how do I change that? I'm like, but you can't change that.
No, you don't change that, sweetheart.
You can't change that. You just have to let that person. The only thing you can do is change who you are and how you react, you know. And I think that's part of loving you naked. I know that you can get moody, and that's just the time. And you know, this week right here, that week that we were away, that I, you know, came and met you out, it was a stressful week for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can say, it wasn't a good week for us. That wasn't a good weekend. Yeah. You know, that wasn't a good weekend. It was beautiful. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, we had very beautiful moments.
Beautiful moments.
We were definitely on one accord with one another and in tune.
And we were a little off.
Yeah, so we definitely was off.
Those are our naked moments.
Yeah.
Like, and then afterwards, I'm like, babe, it just wasn't good. It wasn't a great week for us. And communicating was the best thing. So once we communicated that, and then we talked about it.
And we prayed about it. And guess what, y'all? I offered to pray about it, and guess who had to pray?
You. You offered to pray about it, and guess who had to pray?
Yeah, but after I prayed, though, you know what I mean?
I told him, I said, well, I'm not, because I do this. Like, if we're not on seeing eye to eye, I'll say to him, you pray, and go ahead and pray, and I'll meet you there. And I'm like, when we started off, I'm like, you go ahead and pray. I'm not going to pray. I'm just going to touch and agree.
Yeah. But then after I finished praying, and that's how we know God have a sense of humor. Like, after I finished praying, what he was doing at that time was fixing both of us, you know what I'm saying? Because the words that I that I did not choose to pray. The words just kind of happened and flowed through the Spirit. But after the Spirit saturated the atmosphere and I prayed and I said amen, I thought that was going to be it. But she was prompted.
Yes, and I said I was not. So God is real funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but I was loving you naked, baby.
That was a very naked moment.
It was a naked moment. I was imagining.
And we was fully dressed.
I was matching you to say I understand your flaws. I don't hold your flaws and things that you're going through. If it wasn't a good week for you or a good day for you, I understand that. I'm just letting you know that you're portraying it on to me.
Right.
It, but I'm not going to crucify you for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to, you know. And so my shout out to Shay is to say, listen, we have to let people go through what they're going through sometimes.
Right.
And then, but remind them like, hey, you're going through what you're going through, but I'm still here.
Right.
I'm still here and I'm loving on you.
Right.
And I can love you through this as long as we go through it in a proper manner.
And that's good that you said that, because all that ties up and comes up to the point as a man, even young and old, being able to express and be naked, to express emotions and be vulnerable with the one you love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's tough for a man because of the way society projects us, well, puts out there how a man should be.
Okay.
But a lot of speaking and communication, how we did, and growth comes from that, and then we're able to express. And but don't be afraid to do it. You have to do it, because if you claim and you love this woman and you're going to be with this woman, you have to be 100% with that woman, you know what I mean, and express all your emotions and put it out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were also talking to the girls, and what I was saying to them, I said, listen, don't think that the person, when you see a mature relationship, you think that you're supposed to have that particular relationship in your young years, and that person is supposed to be, you know, spot on, your mate's supposed to be spot on as far as expressing their feelings right then and there. And I was like, well, you know, you have to understand that it took time. It takes time, and I think we're just still getting there. You know, they're like, okay, we talk to each other in a therapy way. My feelings, and see, when you did this, that was that, and this was that. You know, but it took time. And when we were in our 20s, I don't think you weren't one to express your emotions at all.
Yeah, definitely. I was shut down.
And I was one to shut down, because if you're not expressing your emotions, then I'm just not going to talk to you.
Yep.
So it was something that we had to learn how to, a commitment, and through therapy. And I don't mean therapy. We watched a lot of marriage counseling things, and just on our own, and kind of like work through things to get where we are today.
Right.
So everything doesn't, and it also takes spiritual maturity.
Yeah.
It takes age maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And it just takes a willing to want to be better.
Right.
For not just for yourself, but for your significant other. But it starts with you first.
Yeah. And like you said, the commitment part, like you have to know and identify, okay, we're committed to one another. Mm-hmm. And you have to be all in with that commitment.
Mm-hmm. So another aspect of the song, when she says that, do you want to tear me down? Basically, I think that's what I got. But do you want to tear me down to build me up?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to? And I feel like sometimes we want to break down these walls that people have. We want to really get to the root of everything so we can quite understand. To me, I don't want to break you down. I don't want to try to figure you out. For you to, on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, so you can talk to me. I want you to come to me when you're ready. And, you know, even sometimes when you're not ready. I want you to come to me when you're ready. Let me clear this up. I want you to come to me when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that there's a time and a place for everything.
Right.
Even though if we're working through something, sometimes I don't come to you right away. I kind of like sit back and let it play out. It may be a day or two when if I know that you're not on the same, we're not on the same page. And I'm like, okay, we're not on the same page day one, day two, day three, day four, you know, until it gets to the point to say, you know what, now's the time.
Right.
You know, sometimes you have to let things fix itself, I feel. And if it doesn't fix itself, then that's when you kind of jump in and say, hey, this is not fixing itself.
Yeah, you give opportunity for it to fix, be done on its own, to allow that time and space. Like for us, it'll allow us time to like pray and talk to God, and then he'll deal with us individually, and then we can identify that moment and come together and mm-hmm. talk about it. But and also too, with the whole breaking down walls thing, like for guys, sometimes if they see somebody attractive and they want to get to know them or go after them, they'll try their best to start breaking down those walls, and then they come and find something that's just like, oh. So you can't, it's something that, like, the whole commitment piece and being mature, that maturity piece, it plays a huge part. Mm-hmm. So if you're not serious and ready in your heart to be with somebody, then love them enough to respect their space, and then just let things be mm-hmm. until it's time to come together until to do something.
So it doesn't mean that you're not meant to be. It just means that a person is really dealing with some things they need to deal with. And sometimes you can grow together in that, and sometimes you got to figure out, is this the time to grow apart? Should we not if you're married, do not grow apart.
Yeah, definitely not if you're married. You locked in.
You locked in.
Y'all better figure it out.
Figure it out. Booga booga. You better figure it out. But, you know, try to figure it out. But, baby, I love that I can talk to you and we can work things out. Yes. I love that even sometimes when I don't want to pray, we do pray. And mm-hmm. I love how you love me naked.
I love how you love me naked. Mm. I have no complaints.
You're so sweet.
I know.
So right now we want to give a shout out. We like to say first, thank you for all for listening to the Way That I Love You podcast.
Hope yes.
you took something from it. Once again, we are not therapists. We are not certified doctors or anything. We're just two people that love one another mm-hmm. and love on each other.
Yes.
And if you can find something that you can apply that applies to you for the way we do things, take it. If not, put it in your back pocket and give it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Definitely share.
Yes. We want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. Not tonight. We want to thank everybody for coming out. We might have a night show, baby.
Hey, you never know.
We want to thank everybody for coming out on, again, another Sunday at 3 p.m. That's when you can listen to our podcast at www.thewaythatiloveyou.live.
Yes.
And if you have not heard, you can hashtag The Way That I Love You
podcast
on Facebook and or any social media.
Mm-hmm.
And we will put your picture or ministry or whatever it is that this facilitating love and marriage and just any occasion that deals with growth. We will put it up on the Facebook. We will shout you out as well. We want to say happy anniversary to all the anniversaries. And you can go to our podcast on set on Friday nights and Thursday nights. You can watch us live and interact with us live, right?
On Thursday nights.
Did I say Saturday nights?
You said Friday nights and Thursday nights.
Oh, no. Not Friday nights, guys. We will not be out on Friday nights. That's rest time. But on Thursday nights at 7 p.m., you can go to YouTube.
Facebook Live or YouTube mm-hmm. Live and watch us live. That's where we interact and talk about a few topics and open the floor for comments and suggestions and all
that good stuff. If you have comments ahead of time, please mm-hmm. go to Let's Chat at www.thewaythatiloveyoulive.com. And put into the comments, because we love to get different perspectives and we like to find out what we can use for our live show.
Yeah, we want to know what's on your minds out there so we can talk about it. Maybe we already been through it. We can share our experience so we can just talk about it.
And I think we're going to have some guests. We're going to start bringing on guests.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Some veterans in the game.
So remember, Let's Chat. Thank you for listening to the podcast, The Way That I Love You. And we see you on the next episode.
I love you, baby.
I love you, too.